This is Dave, the Scholarship Coach, with your daily scholarship for Saturday, April 6th. And today I'm very happy to be joined by Aaron Edwards of EE College Essays. Aaron, hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me. I love talking about college essays.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Before we kind of get into the actual topic, though, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you especially got into helping people with their college essays?
So yeah, I like to talk about my background, which is a little non-traditional for what I find. I typically encounter other essay coaches who come from either an admissions background, you know, working in an admissions office, or they've worked as a school counselor, a college counselor in a high school setting. Sometimes I'll see English teachers who have moved over. I'm none of those things, but I've been doing for a very long time, almost 25 years now, in some form or fashion. Since I was a student at Rice University, I was studying anthropology. I had a lot of friends who wanted to apply to uber competitive graduate programs like Harvard Business School, Wharton. They knew I was really great with language and words, started bringing me resumes and application essays. And basically from that point forward, all during that intervening time, I've been helping somebody I know, friend, family, acquaintance. I used to always tell my husband, I wish this was my full-time job because I love it. I feel really useful in this capacity. Of course, now this is my full-time job for about 5.5 years. I did not become an anthropologist. I dedicated myself to studying clinical psychology, went to a doctoral program at Emory University, spent 6 years there completing my training, my classwork, getting my master's when I decided to leave with my firstborn son, who is a junior. So he is on the chopping block this year. We're pretty excited about that. But
yeah.
Anthropology and psychology, you can see my interest in people, what makes them different, what makes them special. I loved working as a therapist. I consider what I do as an essay coach to be very similar. I work one-on-one with students to help them really reflect, identify their personal strengths, and then we work together to figure out a narrative for their application materials, a coherent narrative where they're really showcasing those personal strengths. So when I'm not an essay coach, I'm a portrait painter, which I've also done for many years now. So basically in all things, I'm really focused on individuals, what makes them special, beautiful, unique. And I love helping students, you know, find a path to communicate that. So I could carry on, but that's probably enough about my background.
No, that's great. I love hearing that phraseology of the personal narrative, because that's a big part of my message as well for scholarships. And as you probably know, there's a lot of overlap between what students do to get into college and what they do to win scholarships to pay for it. So
absolutely.
So Well, let's jump into some of the questions I had wanted to ask you. The first is really, what is the importance of college essays for the application process? And where does it kind of relate in context of, say, like grades or test scores, extracurriculars, and really kind of the student's resume?
Yeah, I feel like this is such an incredibly important question. I always want my students to understand essays within the broader context of that application. So I always start out talking to my students about, you know, what I call the six major pillars of their application. You know, so when schools are talking about that holistic review, they're really talking about, you know, these six components. So you've got your grades. You've got your academic rigor, you know, that's the difficulty level of the curriculum that you've chosen for yourself at your school. You've got test scores if you're choosing to submit them. You've got your extracurriculars. You've got letters of recommendation. And then as that sixth pillar, you've got your essays, right? So most good college consultants are going to tell you that the first two of those, you know, your grades, your academic rigor are the most important. So all six really important, but academics by far the most important for your admissions decisions, right? Anywhere from like 75 to 80% is going to be about your grades, especially in today's really competitive admissions landscape, where those top 100 schools in the country are getting what I call tsunami waves of applications, right? Where they're just really receiving so many applications. Your essays, what I tell students is, you know, your essays will not carry your application if you are missing that academic component at those competitive schools. I feel like that's so important to establish right off the bat, because sometimes it's disappointing. Students come in, they're thinking, maybe if I just write the best essay of my life, this is going to take my application across that, you know, really low grade time during sophomore year. I don't see that happen. However, with this really competitive admissions landscape, where there are so many qualified applicants who do check the boxes on the academics for that given program, essays take on really, you know, a new level of importance so that, you know, admissions committees can make more nuanced decisions about their applicants. So I tell my students, you know, essays are not going to carry your application over a gap, but are they absolutely necessary to get into a competitive program? 100%.
Yeah. Yep. It sounds like it's kind of a competitive differentiator.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, okay, considering that then, let's talk a little bit about the personal statement. What is it that you think colleges are looking for in that? What makes a great personal statement? You know, what do you see in those in that area?
Yeah, so personal statement. I love to talk about the personal statement. You know, this is the essay. This is the main college essay. You know, if someone says, I'm working on my essay, this is the one they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Comes with a common application. All my students do common app these days. Going to go to the majority of the schools that you apply to, right? So common app comes with 7 essay prompts. You know, you choose one of those. You write a max 650 word essay. That's about 5 to 8 paragraphs, depending on how fat a paragraph you write. Topics, those prompts really range from tell us about something that's hard for you to tell us about something that's exciting to upload an essay of your choice, right? So this really leaves students wondering, you know, what is it that admissions committees really want? I think the first thing to really be aware of with this essay is when you think of your application arriving to your admissions committee, apart from your essays, but in particular, this personal statement, you are lists, right? You are a list of your grades, lists of classes you've taken, even lists of your activities, right? But this essay represents the best place to really put your personal voice, to really stamp your application with personal voice. And the goal is really to become a real live, relatable human being, right? Mm-hmm. So students are sometimes worried about how can I be impressive? But even before that, it's about becoming a real live, relatable human being, right? A likable human being. So, you know, the second thing I really say to students is that the prompts don't matter very much, right?
Okay.
Students can get really hung up on those common app, you know, prompts. And there's one that's literally upload an essay of your choice, right?
Right.
So with me as an essay coach, the focus is always, what is the most important information that you are bringing to the table as an applicant, right? That's what we need to settle on first. What are your personal strengths that you want to communicate? And only secondarily down the line, are we going to worry about choosing a question that best suits that material, right? Okay. So unlike an English essay, there are no points assigned for answering all parts of the question, right? Admissions readers spend barely, you know, a few minutes, you know, 5 minutes going over your entire application before they're passing it on to the yay or nay pile, right? Mm-hmm. They're not wasting any time trying to match up your essay to that prompt. So the prompts really don't matter, right? Really, the third thing I tell students is my definition of the personal statement is an essay that showcases your personal strengths, your personal values, what you care about, mm-hmm. and your trajectory of personal growth during high school. So you've got, you know, strengths, values, growth. That's the essential content that everyone is trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way to do that is through storytelling, right? It might be one big story about yourself, but most often it's many little stories as you relate experiences and connect them, right? So this is the best way to provide evidence of those strengths and those values, right? Like you don't say, I persevered, or I'm a really resourceful problem solver. You tell a story in your essay in which you were a resourceful problem solver, right? So when it comes to what really elevates a personal statement, it's personal detail, right? So again, as students seek to impress, what they really need is to focus on themselves, right? I always say, be the best you that you can be with these essays, mm-hmm. right? The more personal detail you share, the more you make sure that nobody else could have written this essay, which is 100% your best strategy for actually standing out, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, because especially at a competitive college, there's likely hundreds, maybe thousands of students whose transcript and test scores are exactly the same as yours. So yeah, that essay is what makes you stand out. Where do you see students getting stuck with their essay, or is it maybe just getting started, or both?
I would say two main places, and getting started is the first of those places, right? Mm-hmm. There is so much inertia for students involved in the brainstorming to actually getting something on paper. And most of these students are very unused to that, right? You have, you know, great students who pop out an essay on Great Gatsby in a couple of nights. It gets an A+, right? This is not that, right? So this is usually the first time this, you know, 17-year-old has been asked to reflect on themselves in a really deep way. So if you're following kind of my strategy, you know, the student is trying to figure out, okay, what are my personal strengths? I've never thought about that. Mm-hmm. What do I care about? What are my values? And that's kind of step one. Step two is trying to figure out, well, what's the vehicle, the stories that I'm going to tell about my experiences? You know, what am I going to share about myself to illustrate those qualities? Right. And then actually getting that on paper. So, you know, my best piece of advice for that is to get started on that part of the process really early. I already have my juniors brainstorming right now, right? We're not in a rush to get something on paper, but we are, you know, brainstorming, getting the ball rolling on ideas, bouncing ideas. So you kind of have to give yourself that time. I would say the second place I really see students get stuck is when they're trying too hard to be impressive. And this always breaks my heart a little bit. So this will take the form of looking like scouring the internet for the best possible essay, you know, some essay that has been highlighted and showcased somewhere. And then the student will get really stuck on thinking they have to write an essay that looks just like the one that they found. Only maybe that student isn't really capable of producing that style simply because, you know, that was another person's idea, another person's style. So sometimes I have a hard time convincing students that really your best bet is, you know, you do you, focus on you. That's what schools really want.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's great advice. And when I'm working with students on their scholarship essays, that's what I hope that they're hearing from me is, I mean, we want to make sure grammar and spelling are correct and proper, but it does need to be in the student's voice. So I like that.
Definitely.
Well, that kind of leads to the next question I had. What is the role of parents or guardians in the essay writing process? You know, I, on my side of things for scholarships, I've seen some parents who have zero involvement. They may not even really know the kids are even applying for scholarships, all the way to, I get the feeling some parents may be writing the essays themselves. And I don't think either of those extremes are the right answer. So at least for the college essay, what role should parents or guardians play in your view?
Yeah, I think this is a really important point. And I think parents really struggle rightfully to know just how involved they should be in the process. So when I talk to parents, I tell them, you know, this is a monumental amount of work for your students. You know, you've got that personal statement, but you've also got, you know, honors college essays, all those supplemental essays and scholarship essays. And no student is prepared for that amount of work, no matter how great the student is, you know, and they've got their perfect SATs, all of that stuff. Nobody correctly estimates how much work and energy actually, you know, is required for this process. So I tell them to envision it as a marathon. You know, your student is running a marathon, those 26.2 grueling miles. And your job is really to be posted along the way, you know, meeting out the praise, the encouragement, clapping, providing food, providing water, really basic things, right? If we know anything from clinical psychology, it's that positive reinforcement motivates behavior better than nagging or punishment, right? Mm-hmm. So I always tell parents, whatever the positive currency is in your house, if it's a pat on the back, if it's a trip to Starbucks, if it's ice cream, a special dinner, get ready to meet that out along the entire 26.2 miles, all the way through the finish line, right? Yeah. Every time a student completes a draft, you know, there needs to be that positive encouragement. Students really benefit from that.
Yep.
And then the opposite of that, you know, parents, and I mean, I'm guilty of this too, right? Get into kind of a nagging habit, right? Out of their own anxiety, right? I feel for parents too. But what can happen is, especially as students go into senior year, they're under so much pressure. Even the ones who aren't saying anything to parents about it are really under so much pressure. And under the nagging that can happen, sometimes I call it turtling down. Students will kind of just close down and then no work is coming out, right? And then nobody's happy. Right.
Yep.
So it's like positive reinforcement for the win. The second thing I'd really say is that some parents, you know, want to really insert themselves into the content of the process, really have strong ideas about what belongs in an essay. Sometimes these essays are, I mean, these ideas are fantastic, right? I'm thinking, yeah, this would be great. But the student isn't really on board with that, in which case I always side with the student. And the reason for that is that, you know, this process is really hard. Students are really putting themselves on the line. And at the end of the day, what you want is for the student to really feel like they gave it their all. They put their best foot forward. And you don't want there to be any question about that. You know, when decisions come back, you want the student to feel like they left it all on the field. And that way, if they don't get what they want, there's not a question. They tend to still feel really confident about that. Like, I did everything I could and I was happy with it. So I didn't get what I wanted, but, you know, they're able to pivot a little bit better than if there's a lot of interference, a lot of insistence from parents on what the essays needed to look like. So that's kind of my second piece of advice about that.
That's fantastic. I think that's great. Well, I guess somewhat related to this and kind of the elephant in the room is ChatGPT. What is the impact of ChatGPT on college essays? I can tell you on scholarships, it's wreaking havoc.
Really? I'm interested to hear about that. So, you know, I'm just speaking from my personal work with students. I'm not a fan of ChatGPT, maybe for obvious reasons. I love language. I love writing. Right. Writing is self-expression. I do not allow students to send me ChatGPT generated essays. Of course, not that I know of, right? I think I'm a good at that, but who knows, right? Yep. I find that to be, you know, basically absurd. The idea that the student is using a program to generate an essay and then sending it to me for, you know, editing and revisions. There's something almost absurd about that. At what point, you know, is there any real ownership by the student in that? So I consider that to be unethical with college essays. However, I think far beyond that is just the strategy question. You know, students come wanting to stand out with their college essays. Well, that's not what ChatGPT is for, right? ChatGPT generates essays based on a data bank of other essays. So right away, when you opt for ChatGPT, you're letting a program make decisions for you to create an essay that it considers to be just sort of the best version of this type of essay. It's just already generic in terms of structure and content. Do you really want to give up ownership of your essay, an essay that is best when it is very personal, right? And ChatGPT doesn't really do personal very well, right? So if storytelling and personal detail are what elevate this type of essay, all kinds of called in scholarship essays, you know, if it's really that personal detail, ChatGPT doesn't do that very well. It can't mine your memories. It can't connect experiences, right? So I'm always thinking, well, yeah, you can use ChatGPT for essays, but are you in it to win it or not? You know, I mean, to me, it's a lot about strategies. And then I guess the last thing just makes a really long-winded response that I'll say about this is that my favorite part of my work is when I see students come through the process, not just more confident as college applicants and really happy with their applications, but because they've been through the process of having to really reflect and communicate their strengths, they actually come out as more confident humans, right? I am awesome. I did do these amazing things. And I feel like if you use ChatGPT, you're just robbing yourself of that experience. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I really like the point that you made about ChatGPT doesn't know you. So like it literally cannot know what to say about you. Yeah. That point about confidence, that I have found that as well. I was thinking of one student I was working with, the students going into computer science for their college major, and they wrote an essay and they talked about a little bit about that, but they didn't mention the fact that he had created two apps on his own. And I found that out after the fact when he submitted the scholarship, and it was just like, why did you not bring that up? This could win you a scholarship right there. So yeah, I think just the act of writing and thinking about your own history really, it will boost your confidence, because you will start to realize, I've done this, I've done that. And things that you might not think are super impressive really can be, because I wouldn't know even where to begin to make an app. So I was impressed with that. And I think
me neither.
yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Well, Let's talk a little bit more about you. How do you work with students? What kind of work and services do you provide, and how can the listeners get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like I've kind of alluded to a little bit about what working with me is like. It's very individual, very one-on-one. I do not do a by-the-hour pricing. I spend a lot of hours with my students. I work by the package, so a certain number of essays and written materials for a certain number of schools.
Mm-hmm.
I work with my students for the better part of the year, if not longer. Actually, this year will be the first year I have a small cohort of students that I've been working with since they were sophomores in kind of a general college consulting capacity, kind of getting them lined up, helping them build a school list, all of that. And now we're moving into working on written materials. But yeah, it's kind of a long relationship.
Yeah.
I believe that I can't provide good service as an essay coach without really getting to know my student. So I don't do once over reads. I don't feel like that's very valuable. All I can really do is help with, you know, grammar or writing. But my first job is always to get to know the student so I can help kind of distill those personal strengths, listen to them, ask them questions, tell them what I'm hearing from what they're saying, kind of along the lines of what you were saying about your student, kind of helping them pluck out, you know, that those important bits to share. So there's a lot of that. In terms of the mechanics, you know, students draft for me on Google Docs. I'm there with them from brainstorming, weighing pros of cons, you know, pros and cons of ideas all the way through to a polished product. Then, you know, I'm there basically as a resource and a source of, you know, positive support on that marathon journey that we were talking about. You know, I'm there as well for students kind of to, you know, they email me, they ask me questions. They want to know, what do you think of this sentence? You know, do you think this is better? You know, I'm just there to also help encourage them, make sure they get through that finish line, if that makes sense. So kind of all of those components. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And I love hearing that you're working with students on a more long-term basis. Yeah, I found that same approach. In fact, that same student who didn't mention his apps, the reason I didn't know about it was because I had only started working with him that month. And this person is a senior, and they didn't start working with me until January. Maybe it was February of their senior year. So I missed out on, I would say, at least a year's worth of getting to know that student. And I would have uncovered during that year that I knew about his apps. So yeah, I think the entire college process, whether it's applications, essays, finding the right colleges, it needs to start at a much earlier age than I think most families are doing.
Right, 100%. And yeah, I think a lot of families just don't know about that, but it really is beneficial to have some of this information beforehand and be thinking about these things before your senior year.
Yeah, it'll reduce a lot of that stress that you talked about with the whole process. I mean, yeah, yep, absolutely. Well, how can listeners get in touch with you? What's your website, and anything else you'd want the listeners to know?
So you can get in touch with me through my website, which is www.eecollegeessays. I also have Facebook and Instagram presence at EE College Essays. You can feel free to message me through social media. I post there tips, information, try to be helpful, make the process a little bit more transparent. You can also get in touch with me through my website. So I'm happy to hear from people, chat about my services. And I guess the last piece, I think we should touch on scholarship essays since this is your wheelhouse. I feel like scholarship essays fall squarely in, you know, you were just talking about needing to get started earlier. And I was going to make the point that, you know, with my students, what I see is students saving those scholarship essays to be the last component of their college application process after they've already worn themselves completely out on the personal statement, supplements, honors college, all of that. And they have very little, you know, energy and willpower left on scholarship essays. So, and they are so important. If anything, I feel like the scholarship essays can be more important really than college admissions essays, because so often it's really the essay is almost the only component that's being judged with scholarship essays, right?
Yep.
So they really take on a next level of importance. I would say all the things that, you know, we talked about with the personal statement hold true for scholarship essays. Mm-hmm. They are elevated by personal detail and storytelling. So, you know, pay attention to those scholarship essays because they can, you know, quite literally pay off. And I'm sure you encourage your students all of the time to get an earlier start on them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a student I'm working with this year, high school freshman who just won a $2,500 scholarship.
Wow, awesome. A freshman.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I think freshman is a great time to start, but I think, I guess if I'd say if there's an ideal, junior year would be a really great time to get started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have a little bit more capacity for that.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. I will put a link to your website and your socials in the show notes of the episode, and I would love to have you back on again in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dave. I really enjoyed being on your podcast. Thanks.
Thank you.